This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2. Thank you for making us the number one radio show across the country, friends. As you know now, we have listeners listening to 53 different countries across the globe. We just got a phone call first hour from Michael in Ireland. We totally appreciate it. Again, that number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the first hour we were talking about in 2012, the Pentagon warned that Obama's policies would create chaos. I'm sorry, ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And folks, just going back to one of the things that I made reference to, I always want to give you the facts. Do go online and do your homework on Operation Northwoods. I had brought up the fact that this has been going on in your country a long, long time. Matter of fact, in the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro, which, by the way, the criminal in the White House is now buddy-buddy with. I don't know how far that goes, but the point is made. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in the United States cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a United States ship, assassinating Cubans, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, and hijacking planes. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chief of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Author James Bamford, A Pretext for War, discusses the declassified Operation Northwoods documents, revealing that in 1962, the CIA, again, was planning to stage phony terrorist attacks on the U.S. and blame it on Cuba to start a war. By the way, this is number 9 of the 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. That it's not a theory, and keep in mind, those that are telling you it's a theory, friends, are those that are attempting to cover for those that are committing the act of conspiracy. Okay? Wanted to let you know that. And by the way, if you go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just last week, Pamela Geller was laying to the candor of basically the world. Did the FBI want us dead in Garland, Texas, when they were doing the Draw Muhammad cartoon where two jihadists attempted to break into that building and kill as many as possible? Well, guess what, friends? They just found out that the FBI was the one that was actually fueling the fire. This is all now in court, but you're never going to hear this again on the state-controlled media because they don't want you to know about it, friends. Who can you trust, right? Well, you can trust in Christ. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and do all that He's commanded you to do. For He will direct your path, friends, and He does. One of the things we got caught up on over this last week was, and folks, again, if you're a first-time listener to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, I want you to understand that I'm not sitting around thinking about what I need to talk about on the radio. I'm a Christian, okay? I trust that I have the Spirit of Christ. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, they're sons of God. Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about today? Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about today? And interestingly enough, I'll ask him in the morning and I'll start getting these drops. The word gets dropped on me. Okay, gotcha. And then throughout the day, I'll get little bits and pieces of what I need to highlight because the Lord is awakening America. See, there's not going to be, folks, a revival until there's first an awakening. And it's my job to wake up this country. That's what prophetic individuals do, okay? Just saying, just wanted to make sure you understood. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28 when you get a moment. One of the things we got caught up on just over the last couple of days is, what are public schools teaching? Public schools are teaching what? And this all happened, you know, here, let me give you an analogy, a parable, so you can understand where I'm going here. I remember a long time ago watching documentaries. I love documentaries. I love history. And one of them just happened to be on MLK Jr. Michael King was his real name. And I remember there was a video, a documentary that was created to just condemn everything that that prophet of God did. And let me say this too. If you have any ill thoughts concerning MLK Jr., not that he was a perfect man, but he was a major prophet of God. There's no getting around that. There's no way you can talk out the fact that he was a prophet of God. Matter of fact, you can even ask his enemies today. Oh, that's right. They're not here, are they? Nope. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Yep. If you have any ill thoughts about that man, keep in mind your information came from a smear campaign by none other than the sodomite, sick, twisted individual, J. Edgar Hoover, who is now in hell where he belongs. But going back to MLK, I remember this video was set on just capping on MLK Jr. Matter of fact, I'm friends with Alveda King, his niece, okay? And I'm also friends with Andrew Young, the former mayor from Atlanta, that used to be on the forefront with Michael King every step of the way during the 60s. I wasn't around then, okay? I'm also friends with Sam Kyle and Roger Wilkins that used to be a part of the DOJ. So I'm not just giving you information from hearsay. Going back to MLK, I remember the video. It showed a woman being interviewed, and she was just capping on MLK. You know, it's interesting. Even those that raise tongue against the righteous thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, for their righteousness is of me. I knew what she was saying was untrue. But she was capping on MLK, and she was just capping on him. And one of the things that was brought up, interestingly enough, and I caught it right away, because this is how I get revelation, in part. It comes different ways. But she had said, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., you know, he had a speech that, you know, one day I'll see a little black boy and a little white girl walking down the street holding hands together. She said, you know where he got that from? Martin Luther King Jr. got that from sitting in a classroom where a little boy began to tell him a vision. You know, it's interesting that scripture tells us out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise. And a child is the model of heaven. Who better to get it from, right? But it resonated in MLK Jr.'s spirit, man, that he began to go out and share the vision and the dream that was given unto Michael that came through the little child. Look in Scripture. Matter of fact, before Gideon went and dealt with the corrupt kings, and he dealt with those oppressors called the Midianites, remember, before he went out to battle, there was a vision that a man had. And he shared that vision, and all of a sudden, everybody in the room began to understand. It didn't come from Gideon, it was for Gideon, and to Gideon. And what was it? They all said that this is nothing but the sword of the Lord of Gideon. Interesting how that stuff comes, isn't it? We're going to be talking about public schools are teaching what, right when we come back. That's how I, in part, get revelation.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Okay, so anyways, just sharing with you. You know what's isn't it interesting that when you look in scripture, and I'm just sharing overflow right now. You know, there's so many believers out there that don't believe. They say that they limit the Holy One of Israel, and they say, well, God doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't do what anymore? Well, prophets aren't up today. Really? You know, it's interesting because when you look in 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. And isn't it interesting as well, friends, that when you look across America, pastor, which was named once in the New Testament, Ephesians 4:11, you have pastors leading when elders were appointed. In America, you want to know why you're backwards? Because you have everything set up backwards. There's apostles, there's prophets, and there's teachers. Furthermore, in Hebrews 13:8, it says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who changed? Not him. The church did. And they wonder why they're going backwards is because they've shut off the prophetic. They don't want to be confronted. They want to be told by the false prophets, but it's interesting. They'll set up the false prophets and say, peace, peace, when the Lord says there is no peace. Neither have I sent them. They prophesy from the imagination of their own evil hearts. Those are the ones that America will listen to. But because, you know what, Bradley, you're just too hard. That's not Jesus, really. Isn't it interesting as well that when his apostles were asked by the captain of my salvation, my big brother, his name is Jesus Christ, who's exalted at the right hand of my Father right now in Jesus' name. Isn't it interesting that when they were asked, who do men say that I am, Christ, asking the question, the first thing they said was Jeremiah. Some said one of the old prophets. Another one said Elijah. They didn't say, you know, some people think that Jesus or John the Baptist risen, resurrected from the dead. Isn't it interesting? It didn't come to the minds of the apostles to say an effeminate pansy with pink little booties smacking the sheep on their backside, telling the world it's okay. Isn't that interesting? They didn't say that. No, they said one of the old prophets is how they identified the living Christ. And furthermore, when you go back to scripture, friends, you will find that it was Moses that said that the Lord would raise up of your brethren a prophet like unto me, not just in the Old Testament, but twice in the New Testament as well in the book of Acts. Isn't that interesting? One of your brethren, like unto me, saith Moses. Wow! Acts 3:22 tells us that, friends. The Lord your God will raise you up a prophet like unto me from among your people. You will listen to everything he tells you. That's the a version that I don't want to highlight right now. King James said, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you, and you will be held accountable." And isn't it interesting how the American people, they have softened the image of Christ? And you go into these dead religious churches across the country, and they have Jesus up on the cross with two nails in his hands and one through his 2 feet, right? And a little speckle of blood. Hey, I want to tell you something. It was much more than that. I want to tell you something. He's not on that cross anymore. We serve the God of the living, not the God of the dead. And Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the effeminate pansies of the day. No, he spoke out against it because he loved enough to tell the world the truth, regardless if it wanted to hear it or not. And a faithful preacher of the Word of God will do just exactly what I'm talking about right now, because he's going to look at the world in which he preached to and say, "Listen, your blood is off of my hands. Because love worketh no ill, I withheld no truth, I gave it all to you." Read Leviticus 19:17 as well. But again, friends, going back to the prophetic, I mean, where are you at? The Lord didn't change. Hey, if you go to Malachi 3:16, he said, "I'm the Lord thy God, I change not." You want to go to the New Testament, the Old Testament? It doesn't matter. We can go back and forth, line upon line, precept upon precept. We can give you spiritual understanding if you want it, because we're written epistles for all men to read, right? So, this last week we were caught up in a store talking about, you know, back to school, everywhere. Just seen it yesterday, as a matter of fact, again. Talking about pushing the seasons. And what came to me is, wait, prevention is better than cure. Let's give people a heads up as to what's going on in public schools this up and coming year. You know, through International Baccalaureate, we were just in a suburb of Minneapolis yesterday, and we seen one school. It was an International Baccalaureate school in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And there's like 1,400 of these schools that are set up across the country. So don't say it's beyond repair. No. Read Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 58 when you get a moment. Because those that have been converted unto Christ, they occupy, and guess what? They build up the old waste places. I mean, just think about it, friends. And you're at end times here, end times here. Folks, I get these emails all the time from them that want to be raptured from responsibility. You know, Scripture tells us we're to occupy till he comes. And yesterday I shared with you, friends, that they have been talking about the end times for 2,000 years. And during the Revolutionary War, you better bet your bottom dollar you had a group of idiotic do-nothings standing around taking Scripture out of context like a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to what they like and what they don't like. And isn't it interesting? They know how to give message and give forth the message of gloom and doom, but they never bring forth the resolve, do they? Nope, they don't. Why? These are the ones that profess that they know the Lord. You know, they profess that they know the Lord, but in works they deny him. Isn't that interesting? They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. They're reprobates. They don't have the Spirit of Christ. They're succumbers, not overcomers. Oh, my goodness. Here, let me get to this. International Baccalaureate, what they're teaching in public schools, they're teaching earth worship. I mean, just sick communism, folks, is what it is. Sick communists teaching communism, and I'm going to get to that to prove the point, that it's actually Mikhail Gorbachev, who's the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States of America. Gorbachev is working to create world government, and he is helping implement this education scheme. All through Green Cross International, all the way through to No Child Left Behind, all the way up to Common Core, which is created by a bunch of bureaucrats. And going back to No Child Left Behind, they're teaching the kids to shoot for the floor, not the stars. They're trying to equal the playing field. They're teaching kids in public schools earth worship. Evolution. Wow. Evolution. 80% of Americans deny that they believe in evolution. They just say, no, no, no. You know, that doesn't apply here. We don't believe that. Common sense tells us, yep. Common sense tells us that a building has a builder. Common sense tells us that a painting has a painter. A creation itself teaches us that we have a creator. Good for you. Amen. Good for you. But isn't it interesting that we have 78% of this country that profess that they believe in Christ? They call themselves believers, but in fact, when you look at their lack of fruit, it shows you that they're believers that don't believe. That's why they're teaching evolution in public school. That's why they're teaching earth worship in public schools. Because they don't want the responsibility to raise up their own child, Proverbs 22:6. They're teaching world government in public schools through international baccalaureate. They're teaching animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters in public schools. They're teaching redistribution of American wealth to other nations. We see that all day long. On your dime, you're paying for it, America. Contraception and reproductive health. Legal abortions never will be legal. Read Proverbs 6:17. Read Exodus 20. It's the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Debt forgiveness to third world nations. Debt forgiveness? Who's calling those shots? Adoption of the gay rights agenda. Huh. So let's set the people at war with God. That's what they're trying to do. As a matter of fact, International Baccalaureate, for those that didn't know, is a global education scheme contrived in Sweden, 1968. Eliminating an elimination of the right to bear arms. Hey, folks, you don't lose your rights. You forfeit your rights that God has given you. Elimination of the right to bear arms. Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. This is what they're teaching in public schools? Yeah. That's International Baccalaureate for you. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to jump over to public schools are teaching what? Part 2. Coming right back. 1-866-582-9933.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, so this is required right now. One of the things that they're teaching in International Baccalaureate, schools are teaching what, friends, was evolution. Who's your daddy? Okay. One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked a little boy, teacher to Tommy, "Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" Tommy said, "Well, yes, of course." Teacher to Tommy, "Tommy, did you see the grass outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." Teacher said, "Go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky." Tommy said, "Okay." He returned a few minutes later. "Yes, I saw the sky." Teacher said, "Did you see God?" Tommy said, "No." The teacher said, "Well, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." Read Psalm 14:1. "The fool has said in his heart that there is no God." But going on. Oh, and keep in mind, atheism precedes communism. Okay? That's a fact. A little girl spoke up in the classroom and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy. A little girl to Tommy, "Hey, Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" Tommy said, "Yes," because he was getting sick and tired of answering the same questions. The little girl said, "Did you see the sky?" Tommy said, "Yes, I seen it, yeah." The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the teacher?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said to Tommy, "Do you see her brain?" Tommy said, "No." Well, the little girl said, "Then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one. See, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed." John 20, verse 29. Yes. Now, just think about that. 80% of the American people don't believe in evolution. Then why is it being taught in public schools illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights? 78% of those in this country profess Christianity. The question I want to lay to your candor is, why is there public schools in the first place? If you want to put the kibosh on what's going on concerning what the federal government is attempting to do, because they have no business teaching anybody's kids because the state doesn't have children, pull your kid from a public school. Did you know that over 700,000 students every year in this country can't even read their own graduation diplomas? I said 700,000. Going back to the Secretary of Education, William Bennett, under none other than President Reagan, while he was a good guy, well, his Secretary of Education, he's over on Samuel Communications now, he said that, in essence, the longer that kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get. Why would he say something like that? Did you know that these humanists, here's one for you, I told on myself for you. This is John Dunphy. He's a humanist. This is what he said. He said, the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. By the way, you used to have to graduate Bible courses in this country before you could graduate high school. Okay? He said, the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Yep. Dangerous to those that what? Come to steal, kill, and destroy? Yep. He said, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, converters. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever they in whatever subject that they choose to teach. He said, the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which that never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. Wow. Did you hear that? I mean, that's some pretty crazy stuff, is it not? Why, yes, it is. You know, it kind of reminds me of when people attack the Bible. See, the only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. Okay, first of all, you need to understand that. But it also reminds me of what Bonaparte said. He was a wannabe dictator who said that the Bible is no mere book. He said, the Bible is a power that conquers all that oppose it. Well, why could that be? Because God will not leave himself without witness. And by the way, your enemies know it. Satan himself and his little minions know it. Because the Bible tells us even the devils believe and tremble. But apparently, Barack Hussein Obama, again, hey, by the way, when I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama and all these corrupt politicians, you do need to understand, friends, that they are a reflection of what you tolerate, okay? So if the American people didn't tolerate the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama, he wouldn't be there. Okay, so I'm just giving you a point of reference. Apparently, Barack Hussein Obama, the self-proclaimed constitutional scholar, hasn't taken the time to read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. And I'll tell you what he's comforted by is the fact that the American people haven't neither. See, because the federal government has no business whatsoever in the education of American school children. Now, this is through something called Common Core standards, if you want to call them that, which has been implemented in 46 states and D.C., drowning students with mostly informational texts and historical documents. What are they teaching in public schools today? Some of the nonfiction texts that will be implemented into school curriculum are Fed views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, 2009. An executive order, we just talked about that on Monday and Tuesday, I believe, 13-4-23, strengthening federal environmental, energy, and transportation management, published by the General Services Administration. Folks, that is peer indoctrination. Jamie Hi, Phil. The Arkansas 2011 Middle School Teacher of the Year said, I'm struggling with this, and my students are struggling with this. With informational text, there isn't that human connection that you get with literature, and the kids are shutting down. All by design. They're getting bored. I'm seeing more behavioral problems in my classroom than I've ever seen. All by design. Adding to students' confusion is the innumerable amount of errors in public school textbooks, ranging from misinformation to omission of facts or outright lies, which is criminal, America. These errors can be found virtually in every subject, especially in math, science, and history. Listen to this. This is mind-boggling, staggering stats. In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. I said 109,263 errors. Why are the kids confused? They make good slaves, don't they, America? The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same year. See, it's criminal, friends. It's against the law. Let's go to science, which is the study of creation. Isn't it interesting how scientists, they make some sort of discovery and then they want to take it unto themselves, give themselves accolades? And take it away from the creator. How does that make sense? But I guess it does. In textbooks all across America, science is well known for being laced with dangerous theories of evolution, which came in, by the way, under President Eisenhower, which wars against Christianity, the Bible, God, and His law, which is the foundation of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. See, Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, again, he's the guy that said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Hey, folks, the devil knows that. The devil can say that. But it's true. See, this and that is why evolution was illegal to teach in schools at the time of the 1925 Scopes trial. It was illegal to teach all the way up until 1968. Oh, I wish I had more time. If I had another hour, friends, I could go through the lies that have been exposed by people that care enough about their kids to first pull them from public schools and then to go after the states for the lies that they have been promulgating through the textbooks. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. Humanism is summed up in the following excerpt by, again, John Dumpy. I already read it to you, friends. The Bible is not merely another book. Nope. It exposes them for who they are. Read John 3:21. Let's go to history real quick. In Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history textbooks. A committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year John Rolfe married Pocahontas to the quotes that did not even appear in historical records. In other words, they just threw stuff in there. One book illustrated Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats when in fact they were the ones wearing the blue coats. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate when in fact the opposite is true. Illiteracy rates were extremely high. In other words, they were some smart folks. Retired librarian of Virginia historian Brent Tarter wrote in his review of one textbook, Our Virginia, he said, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analyses of historical events. He said, some are so ludicrous and difficult to explain that I can't even understand where the misinformation came from. All by design. Now we're going to come back, and friends, I'm going to show you the Muslim indoctrination that they're lacing into their historical books in public schools in America. And I'll also tell you, why are they using the Muslims as a political battering ram? Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Okay, so we're talking about their teaching what in public schools. For the first time listeners, I've done over 360 public high schools. I'm sorry, 398 public schools. Two of them were Christian schools. One just happened to be Elvis Presley's church in Memphis. And we did another Christian school in Michigan, I believe. In saying that, I've never seen this. I just want you to know. I've never experienced Muslim indoctrination in public schools, but they are lacing. I do know this is a fact. They're lacing the history books with 500 historical errors in public school textbooks, giving an Islamic slant to our youth. Now, I want people aren't quite understanding why are they using the Muslims. Well, they're using a lowly people. They're using a people to be used as useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin said, just like they used the homosexuals, just like they used the atheists, just like they used the communists. They're being used just like those that think they're in control are being used by the great deluder, Satan himself, where there's no truth in him. But the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram as well, right behind the homosexuals, as I warned over six years ago. And boy, did the media have a heyday on me. But I'll tell you what, I'm not hearing a whole lot from these jokers today, am I? Nope. Because now they know what I told them 6 years ago was smack on the money, and I was the only one in the country calling it for what it was. And guess what? Now the conservatives are slowly picking it up, but they're still advocating the battering ram, the political battering ram, only to be used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people, John Adams said. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It's illegal in every state in this country. It's a felony. Sodomy is. See, had the American people known, right? But I want to go back to, why are they using Islam? Well, that's why they're bringing them into this country, because they want to outweigh. They want to get the American people to the position where they can't fight back. They can't retaliate. If you go to A.N., Hirsi Ali, it's a woman that came out, and she has the internal fortitude of a million women. She said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. So going back to public schools are teaching what? Well, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Did you know that they're teaching students in public schools in America how to become a Muslim? How to fast for Ramadan? Learning the five pillars of Islam? Memorizing verses from the Quran that teaches kill the infidel? That would be you and me. Adopting a Muslim name, and even teaching kids in public schools in America as to how to stage a jihad. War against non-Muslims. Did you hear what I said? See, folks, if Christians really believe the Christ that they say they believe in, how come they're not occupying? How come they're tucking tail and capitulating? I mean, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold as lions. Bold means forward to danger. When you look at Jesus Christ, he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. I mean, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, but it's completely backwards in this country because it's a lack of Christianity, friends. Do you hear the pulpits today in America preaching out against foreign invasion right now? The crimes of this administration, the crimes of sodomy in the United States of America, our constitutional republic, the crimes of those that serve we the people, the crimes of communists that are attempting to zero in on anybody and everybody that agrees with the laws of our constitutional republic. Hey, folks, again, you know, I'm not giving power over to the enemy in any sense of the word. Nope, I'm saying stand up and do the stuff. And call upon the name of the Lord and see what he won't do on your behalf. Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Perfect love casts out all fear. Love is in truth, not in compromise or in lukewarmness. I'm telling you, America, our kids are worth fighting for, because I'll tell you what, the only ones fighting for them right now is the foreigner in the White House, and it's completely backfiring on him. I'm giving you firsthand information. It's completely backfiring. The young people in this country are trying to figure out, again, why they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They're trying to figure out why 86% of you love them so much that you're dropping them off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government illegally. I said illegally. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That falls to daddy and mommy's responsibility, not some liberal whack that works for the NEA attempting to demoralize your child. It's time to get our kids out of public schools. It's time to show them how much we do love them. I shared just, I think it was on Thursday, I did a school in Pensacola, Florida. We pulled up into the town. I think there's about 350 students in this particular school. And I noticed all the churches. There's five churches around the high school. Five churches. Incompetent, impotent, lame, dead Christians sending their kids to the public school throwing them in a cesspool of indoctrination 5 days a week. But on Wednesday and on Sunday, they're told how much they're loved by their pastors and their daddy and mommy. The pastor's sitting back trying to do what he's not called to do, for the most part. And right in their backyard, the church sits there and watches the state usurp the authority of the parents by illegally indoctrinating the kids. And do you think for one moment that the young people in this country don't see your lack thereof? Oh yeah, they do. I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. The greatest advocate to the corruption all across the boards in this country falls to the feet and the door of the professed church in America that remains silent when they should speak out, and I'm sick of it.
So you have the choice. You can either choose to remain silent, or as Bradley said, you can speak out and do something about the problems that you see in America today. You know, we like to say that we took and we take talk radio into do radio because we want to be doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving ourselves. That's why we've done so many schools, universities, churches, prisons, detention centers. This is our life. It's not something that we do when we go on the road.
I think we've done at least 1,500 engagements.
But yeah, when you look at it, and even outside of the engagements, wherever we go, we're going to the gas station, the grocery store, we meet someone on the street where, you know, you get the oil change, you're tracking the guy behind the counter, because we want to seek and save that which is lost, and we're put on this earth for a purpose. And it's just that, to seek and save that which is lost. We all should be doing the work of an evangelist, but here at the Sons of Liberty, we are speaking prophetically the truth from the housetops in a black and white way that not many people are willing to do, and we are getting the job done. So we invite you to be a part of getting this job done with us. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, either one. Pick on the button that says, or choose, rather, that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's different levels of membership that you can choose from, and what you do is you support this work on a monthly basis. Now, Bradley was mentioning the schools that we've done, you know, hundreds and hundreds of them across America. I want to give you just a small example of one particular school in Clewiston, Florida. This is what they had to say. We wanted to thank you for coming to our school last October and holding the Sons of Liberty Assembly for our students. I don't think that I can stress enough how much the students enjoyed this assembly. As you already know, the response to your organization by our students was overwhelming. It takes a lot these days to impress kids, and I will second that, but you guys unquestionably accomplished that. It is not often that you hear kids say that they were inspired by anything, yet we heard that comment many times. To say that you left a positive impression in our students would be an understatement. I honestly believe that our students appreciated your presentation even more than the administration did, which is no small feat. Thank you for doing all that you did for our kids. We certainly appreciate it, and thank you for being an inspiration to them. You know, it is so true out there with students. It's hard to inspire anybody. It's hard to get people motivated or want to do something. One of the common comments that we hear is, it's like the lights went on. The Holy Spirit is enlightening these kids to see the truth, and the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So please support this work. We want to reach out to more and more people across America. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also want to point out the fact of our My War documentary series as well, which takes you inside these public schools and you can see what's truly going on. So support this work again. Become a son or daughter of liberty today and be a part of taking back America.
2 Timothy 4:5 is what Stephanie was highlighting. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. We love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya!
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.